Their goal is for the salvation of others and not for themselves. That is the difference, ladies and gentlemen. For others' good, not for their own good. So ego can grow, and can grow. It's how we apply it. Okay, greed is matched by insatiable ideal of utopia, right? Hostility, antagonistic to suffering. Conceit, immovable, unwavering, grand vow. Well, if that's a big vow, if hell is not liberated, I'm not going to nirvana. That is unwavering, grand vow. And that's a huge conceit, okay? Very conceit individual would say that. Okay? But yeah, not for his own ego, for common good. Yes, go ahead.
I think for this life, if we look at the heading, beyond ego, in the beginning of the lecture, we have defined ego, and then we have also defined higher consciousness. Right? So we're transforming ego to a higher consciousness. Right? So I think the key word here is transformation. You know, when we use the term, can ego be good? Can ego drive these things? We are exceeding the definition of the word ego. We're breaking down the definition and going into a non-duality language mode. Right? So we go back to the defined language mode, which is ego refers to the small self, and higher consciousness refers to the opposite of ego. Then the missing link here is the word transformation. Okay? So at the top there, we go ego transformation into true consciousness. Okay? And then in the bottom three arrow, we are saying greed is transformed into an insensible ideal of utopia. Hostility is transformed into antagonism or trying to defeat suffering. And finally, conceit is transformed into immovable or unwavering grand vow, such as the grand vow of liberating all beings from hell, which is an unachievable goal, right? And it takes an extremely person with open mind to try to achieve the unachievable, to dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, and so on. That's all it says. Thank you. Next slide, please.
So we further develop this side. Wisdom derived from knowledge of the Dharma, so you're enlightened. Serenity from presence and samadhi training. Generosity from discipline training. Humility from service and offering training. Confidence from training of correct view and correct thinking mode. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, participate. Join us. Do something for others, not just for yourself. So after you learn what you have, practice it, go and teach someone, tell someone, and do something. Otherwise, you are not benefiting as much. Next slide, please. So, once you have done that, okay, we talked about the inspiration earlier on. Okay, you will find that your life is going to be different. You'll be more inspired. You'll be doing all these impossible things that these guys have done. Next slide, please. What would happen? Your thinking mode would be different. Your thinking capacity would be unlimited. Your point of view would be unlimited. Your wisdom, unlimited. All the energy, unlimited. Capability, likelihood, knowledge. Living and dying means nothing to you because you have already broken through duality. Dying is just the beginning of the next glamorous life. Oh, what about that incident that I was talking about when the car cut you off? Would you honk him? How many of us would honk him? I honk him. You know why I honk him?
Because he's selfless and making sure that he doesn't do it to anybody else.
Wonderful. First of all, I have to save my life. Right? My survival instinct, there's nothing wrong with it. He's cutting me off. If I don't honk him, I may be killed. So I honk him. Right? And went back. Right? don't get angry at him. For the reason, first of all, I teach myself. Second of all, I probably teach him a lesson. Not this way, okay? I teach him that, hey, you know, try safely, please, okay? Now, if I think that way, do you think I will go and speed at him and give him the hand? No. My energy won't be wasting that way. I wasn't thinking of myself. I was thinking about for his benefit. It's just a thought, just a difference in the thought, and I'm so much more serene, so much more peaceful. I still want it. But my thought process is different. I don't create anger anymore. I'm calm. Next slide, please. The affliction, okay, when you are limited, when you are open mind, your needs are less, for none, desire, none, you focus, you concentrate, okay, and you achieve much more. Okay, I guarantee you, when Beethoven was writing his fifth symphony, he did not think about anything else but his music. He did not think about that he would be Beethoven remembered by all of us hundreds and thousands of years later. He at that moment in time was just writing his music. He couldn't care less whether he could hear or not hear. That is focus. That is Zen. Next slide, please. Alright, so when you give up yourself, you are saint. You're basically like Mother Teresa. Selfless is sainthood. You don't need the Pope to recognize you. We are all saints sometime. Then the next minute we become human again. We are mortals. We are kind of transforming ourselves this way, right? Some of us are more good, some of us are more bad most of the time. And some of us are half and half, but if you can stay selfless longer, you'll be closer to sainthood. At that moment in time when you are doing good deeds, you are a saint. The next minute, you are evil. So, we don't have to be like a saint. So there are different levels, okay, of achievement. What is there beyond ego? Alright, next slide please. Self-awareness, detachment from thought. You are an arahat. How many of us remember this life? He could be an arahat. He has no thought. He has no cravings. We look at him as a bomb. He look at himself as enlightened. But he's not serving us any good. And this guy also seems to have a sad face too. Yes, you can detach yourself from thought. But you are not selfless. You basically have no thought. Cut away that thing from getting bigger and bigger. You cut away ego, but you're not doing anybody any good. That's a small vehicle. Sorry, I digressed. I think Jean can explain that later, okay? You have destroyed thought. You're not accumulating any good, but you're not doing mankind anything. Right? So you're like the hermit who went to the wilderness. You're not helping mankind. You're not selfless yet. You have no self, but you're not selfless. Okay, then you become a bodhisattva. You're like going down, okay? Like that hell has to be empty. And you teach others to be self-aware. Now then, you are a saint. So, when you complete your grand vow, when you know all the teachings, then you become enlightened. Now, we never thought he was a Buddha. How many of us thought he was a Buddha? He's not. His act is the Buddha's act. He is Gandhi. He's not a Buddha by appearance. He doesn't have to have the ring around his head. But look at what he did. He beat the British Empire at his glory, not lifting a finger. And his act kind of enlightened people like Mandela and the whole world. He is a Buddha in my mind and in a lot of our mind. His act is a Buddha. It's a Buddha's act. We are all Buddhas because we don't behave enough times to be a true, true, every moment Buddha. Next please. That's the end, folks. Jinjin, can you help entertain some questions?
Perhaps we should just pass the microphone around for... force them to comment or questions and what they feel.
I don't really have anything to say.
Anything come to your mind?
The lectures is amazing. I learn a lot. Thank you.
What about you? No? In you? No?
Express.
Just one word?
Express.
No? No? First of all, thank you very much for the rose, but I didn't really do that much. You know, it's a group work, and we put it together. But I have to say something, though. Like a secretary, you know, like he said, this is what you should put on the PowerPoint, and then I put it in. But it's different when you come here and sit down and listen to you talk, and it's totally different because I understand a lot more. So I think it's very important that you come to the class, because when you listen, it's different than just looking at the slides.